This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? Got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have a full news day. We've got Alex coming up in the next segment. He's going to talk about what's going on with North Korea. Of course, North Korea is now warning of, quote, a super mighty preemptive strike. Boy, that sounds scary. I mean, when you look at his missiles with the bent noses, whether or not those things are real or not, the missiles that repeatedly blow up on the launch pad, as I've said many times, we need to have a new name for missiles that self-destruct on the launch pad. We can start calling them an unlaunch in honor of Kim Jong-un. But he keeps stepping up the rhetoric, and the Chinese are concerned about it. The Russians are concerned about it. Some of the South Koreans are getting concerned about it. The Russians have now moved troops and helicopters to their borders, just as the Chinese did earlier. What are they afraid of? Well, actually, they're afraid of refugees streaming across the border into their country. They have used, North Korea has used, a weaponized immigration program, if you will, to release criminals into China in the past. They did it in 1998, just as we had the Mariel boat lift, where Castro released a lot of thousands of prisoners into South Florida. And of course, the movie Scarface was a tribute to the aftermath of what that creates. China doesn't want to see what may be 3 million refugees flood across their borders in the aftermath of either a war or an economic meltdown due to sanctions. Plus, they need the minerals that North Korea has. This is something that has actually a problem, a bigger problem for China, Russia, and South Korea than it is for the U.S. if we didn't continue to beard the bear, in my opinion. But we're going to have Alex breaking that down for us. We'll be talking about that, as well as Roger Stone will be joining us in the second hour. He's now on the headlines of the Washington Post today. Roger Stone helped Donald Trump get elected. Now he's helping himself. They criticize him for writing a book. Oh, wait a minute. Doesn't the Washington Post sell information? Why is that a crime? They're criticizing him for doing what they're doing. And at the same time, they criticize him. We now see revelations coming out after the on the Hill, people looking at the Hillary Clinton campaign doing a post-mortem. And this article from the Hill says, Obama thought that Clinton's handling of the email server was political malpractice. Yes, that's why you hire people like Roger Stone, so you don't commit political malpractice out of your overarching ego and your habit ingrained with decades of lying to the American public and getting away with it. That was really the downfall of Hillary Clinton. But of course, they wanted to move it off to the Russians. Quite frankly, I think as we look at this moving forward and these revelations we get from the Obama administration, a lot of what was going on with this false narrative about the Russians hacking our election, I think, was trying to protect themselves from what they were actually doing by spying on the Trump people, the Trump campaign, illegally themselves. They were committing crimes that were far greater than anything that Richard Nixon did during Watergate. They knew that eventually that might come out, so they had to prepare this narrative to try to inoculate themselves against criminal prosecution. We're also going to be talking about what Poland's president says, their prime minister, their interior minister says, is a bloody harvest of multiculturalism. He vows that that's not going to come to Poland. Well, it is coming to the United States. You know, I was just driving in this morning and I heard NPR doing a long, long piece about this wonderful Islamic school and how they were telling them that, you know, that Islam was a religion of peace, that slavery was a white American thing. Actually, you know where slavery is still happening is in Muslim-controlled areas. That's the only place where it's still going on. And they were a key part of the slave trade. It was Muslims who were capturing black Africans and then selling them into this whole loop of commerce that wound up bringing black slaves to America. But they want to discount that. And we have another article about PBS pushing this, a lesson plan teaching kids to sympathize with radical Islamic terrorists. All this is happening as we look just a couple of weeks ago before this attack in Fresno, California. The newspaper there mocked fears of radical Islamic terror. Oh, yeah. bloody harvest of multiculturalism ain't going to happen. Stay with us. Alex is going to break down North Korea. We'll be right back.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Today's, I don't know what today is.
Today's Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's Thursday. What's the...
Thursday.
17th, 18th, April what?
20th. Thursday, April 20th.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Go. Mm-hmm. Here we go, ready? 3, 2.
My friends, my fellow Americans, people of the planet Earth, our little spaceship here in deep space, it's Thursday, April 20th, 2017. And if you look at that date in history, a lot of really, really amazing things have happened. Also, a lot of bad things have happened. On April 19th, April 20th, April 21st, historically, is a very critical and dangerous time for whatever reasons. But regardless, every mainline analyst out there is saying the world is in the greatest danger of nuclear war over the Korean Peninsula South China Sea crisis that we've ever seen. And I've got headlines up on Infowars.com from the London Independent, the Associated Press, you name it. North Korea threatens U.S. with super mighty preemptive strike and warns, don't mess with us. They claim they have the power to hit the United States mainland. They can put it on a ship and bring it over here. They've only got missiles that go 900 kilometers or about 600 miles. But they have been firing missiles into the South China Sea routinely, right off the coast of Japan. Trump has sent three carrier groups, submarine groups with nuclear weapons, conventional weapons. B-52 bombers with nukes have been moved back into Guam. Nuclear weapons have been moved into South Korea again with the U.S. forces there by the demilitarized zone. Russia shares a border with North Korea as well. They've moved troops, tanks, mobile rocket launchers, systems there to deal with the huge tidal wave of refugees that will happen trying to flee the hellish communist dictatorship that there is a war. China's had a whole bunch of wars with Korea, even before the Korean War, and they got involved in that. They've been threatening Kim Jong-un that they'll nuke him if he does something preemptive. He's saying he's going to detonate an atomic weapon as a test and fire more missiles at Japan. Trump says if he tries to fire more missiles at Japan, there's a good chance he's going to shoot them down, maybe even blow them up on the tarmac, on the gantry, on the launch pad. And they have the technology, obviously, with missiles and lasers and particle beams and special forces on the ground, you name it, to do that. So the big military operation is the South China Sea. We also have a situation, obviously, very, very fluid right now. A lot of special forces folks, including Tim Kennedy, who's reenlisting in the Army to go fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So we're going to pray for him and all the soldiers that are doing that great work in Syria. Great work taking out Al-Qaeda and the ISIS and other groups. We certainly hope it doesn't turn into an attempt to take out Assad, who didn't start the war. And we just hope Obama gets the mess cleaned up that he's created by President Trump. So I firmly back that military operation as long as that's what it is and it's part of Trump's campaign promise. But now is the time to be praying for this country and the world. All of us that have children especially, this is an incredibly dangerous time. We've had nuclear weapons since the 1940s. They proliferated in the 50s and 60s. More than 14 nations have them. So the question is, can North Korea strike the United States and turn us into ashes, as they say? The answer is no. If they continue to get more advanced missiles from China and U.S. companies that have allowed them to get some technology, they may be able to hit an island of Hawaii, maybe the closest towards Asia, Kauai, which is the most beautiful island in the world, just from my research. But they could trigger an event with Russia, China, or others that could turn not the United States but the entire world into a molten slag heap. Russia has thousands of ICBMs. With one warhead that could destroy the entire surface area of Texas or France, dubbed by the United States the Satan missile, the Satan bomb. Obviously, we have weapons even bigger. The Air Force admitted in a few briefings about 12 years ago in the San Francisco Chronicle and others that they've even developed antimatter weapons. But they can't test them because it's estimated they would destroy the entire solar system, just one of the smaller devices they reportedly have created. Yes, I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding around. They also have singlet weapons. You saw the Star Trek couple back. I forget the name, but it's a pretty good one, the new series, where they send that weapon into the core of the Earth on Vulcan, and the whole planet Vulcan implodes into itself. That's what a singlet will do. I'm not kidding. It's mainstream news. Look it up. They're artificially creating singlets at the Hadron Super Collider. They admit that's their plan. Japan created artificial black holes 20 years ago. MIT did it 20 years ago. I mean, this is the type of stuff going on. The Atlantean moment I talk about, where we have gotten so godlike with our technology, but we're still just these fallen little greedy creatures, that like the legend of Atlantis, we end up destroying ourselves. And whatever happened in the legend of Atlantis, whether it was real or not, Plato said it was real. There was a big island out in the Atlantic. It blew up and there was ashes all over the planet for years. It was cold for years. I mean, how did Plato know what an actual huge explosion would do? Maybe it was a giant meteor or comet hit and they just thought it was some city blowing up. But the point is this Earth does go through major calamities. And knowing about it and trying to stop man-made calamities is one of our only hopes to avert this, and taking it very, 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 very seriously. So that's why it's so surreal to be under the biggest attacks we've ever been under at InfoWars, and to see the servile media with just unprecedented lies and deception about us and twisting on every front. And quite frankly, I'm not even really worried about it. I'm worried about it for our crew and my children, and, you know, others that have to go through the false demonization of the Liberty Movement, with, you know, Google admitting that they, you know, put out fake news against us and, you know, ordered us, delisted, and, you know, said that we were fake news, and it got exposed by certain of us getting the secret documents. They admitted, indeed, they were doing it and said they're going to stop doing it now. Yeah, right. I've got some news on dehumanization I want to get to as well in a moment. But if you look at these articles and understand how serious it is, notice how they tie together. North Korea threatens U.S. with super mighty preemptive strike and warns, don't mess with us. But they're the ones detonating weapons, firing missiles at their neighbors, grabbing fishing boats, occasionally firing artillery across and killing people in South Korea. They're out of control. It's another arrogant, crazy government control freak who only cares about himself. Kim Jong-un, psychology terms get overexpanded and overused. It's the new priesthood, obviously, you know, that believes it's, you know the new priest class. But there are some sections of that cosmology that you can, of that world grid, that you can actually look at in reality. See, Kim Jong-un, the ultimate narcissist, completely out of his mind on a power trip. He's a wimp. He can hardly walk. He never did anything. He was given everything. He feeds off his enslaved people. The starving peasants look way more noble and handsome than he does. He's the biggest joke on the planet. But it's all about him. And if it destroys the world, that's okay. Then the media will come out and attack somebody like myself that actually cares about humanity, has the courage to stand up and the will to try to build things because I believe in the species and have confidence. And they, in the mainstream media, you know, they call that evil. They call that bad. They call that being self-centered, ladies and gentlemen. This is how they invert reality. No, it's MSM that's staring into hell. Not into a pool looking at a reflection of themselves, but staring into the abyss and becoming the abyss, running around hired henchmen of the disconnected global corporatists, having no idea what you're even part of. There's an article up on InfoWars.com today. It's in Reuters, it's in AP, it's in Wired, there's a bunch of them, where Zuckerberg, it's come out, doesn't want you to even talk anymore. He wants you to think, and then it types out stuff on the computer. It's really eye movement and brainwaves. That's why I talk about your iPhone and stuff. It's an incredibly amazing tool that can also be used for total control and to track you. Just like you leave it on at night, it has that system that monitors your heart rate, your breathing, everything. That's all going back to the government. Just like I told you 20 years ago, the cameras and microphones were, you know, the computers and TVs, and now it's all admitted. I didn't just imagine that. I had the schematics from engineers that were concerned. It's about 18 years ago, isn't that really was confirmed. People were calling me 20 years ago about saying they found microphones in their cable boxes, and people didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, and it just came out. So much of what I do is just cover what's already admitted, and then they hope you're stupid. So look at these articles. North Korea threatens U.S. with super mighty preemptive strike. Threatens, it says they can blow up the mainland U.S. Now, that ties in, this London Independent article, with the biggest newspaper in England, the London Guardian, worried about the U.S. being led by a tyrant. So Trump's a tyrant. He wasn't elected. Who may destroy the earth? Blame Alex Jones. And Lindy West goes on in this article to say he's a tyrant, to say, which isn't true, to say that he's caused the North Korean crisis, when even mainline analysts and foreign governments and the Russians and the Chinese are saying North Korea is the main problem, but that Trump shouldn't escalate it. Well, we keep appeasing North Korea. The Clintons gave them the nuclear reactors. That's who you blame. Obama and the globalists helped create ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the caliphate, and Turkey's now fallen to it. And the EU opened up its borders to 5 million migrants. All of this is their doing. And they sit around and they blame Donald Trump and me in this article. There's hundreds of articles, literally a day now, saying it's Alex Jones' fault Trump got elected. Because I know how big the audience is. They're blaming you. When they say me, they mean you. And that we're going to destroy the earth, you see. And then they go further. They say Jones is insane or a liar and admits he lied about John Kerry, you got to read this, being naked in a coffin having homosexual sex. I never said that that wasn't true. The new thing they do is when they come out and say that people have recanted and said they're frauds, but they never said it. Total hoax. They think you're stupid. John Kerry is an admitted member of Skull and Bones. Robert De Niro made a historical film, a nonfiction film based on a true story called The Good Shepherd, about the founding of the CIA out of Skull and Bones at Yale. And in the movie, they're walking around in human feces, and men are peeing on them, and a man is dressed as Satan, the God King Satan. He's a king. Not the guy with the red horns. That's not how Satanists really see him. They also worship Eulogia. It's a bunch of really whacked out stuff. This is all, people broke into there, what was it, like 1906. Charlotte Isherby's father was a member and leaked it all and exposed it. And I'm not saying he was a bad guy. A lot of guys just did it because it was a fraternity, but that's how they induct you into the higher levels. So it is a fact that they have homosexual sex as the rite of passage. It is a fact they wallow in feces. That is a fact that they lay in coffins and are reborn. It's like Christians go underwater and are reborn, baptism. That is a...
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Foster children injecting people with syphilis, not just black people. The media always just focuses on that for some reason, because then to make it so the whites don't get scared, they're kind of racist, like, well, it's just for the black people. No, it's for everybody. It's evil. It's wrong, whoever they do it to. Appalachians, Peruvians, everybody getting hit. Anybody that doesn't have a voice that nobody believes. That's just some old rednecks. That's just some black folks. That's how they work. They kill you. They spread the disease. That's just some of what they've done. The radiation testing, chemical, biological, you name it. We've got all the fake news, MSM being exposed, all their documents where they pay corporations to put out fake news. 20th Century Fox, CNN have all been caught in their own documents, getting corporate contracts of hundreds of millions of dollars to put out fake info. They're paid to lie. As well as these big media hit pieces. Cernovich told you 3 weeks ago, there's a big media hit piece out on me. $10 million on he and I. That's why you just see the demonization everywhere. It's like they flip a switch on. But it's killing your name. It's assassinating your personality, your character with people by creating the fraud that you're not. By saying you're a fraud when you're not. I'm going to do a face in the crowd rendition, but they would take the clip and say that was really me saying it. You got to go see the famous film Face in the Crowd where he's this popular talk show TV guy, and at the end, he takes the mics off, and he goes, oh, I'm really this and that. I can't even say it. They'll flip it out and say that I really said it. And then, so they're trying to push this face in the crowd deal. It's not going to work. It's gonna, because they're so discredited, the thinking people know they're liars, and then come find the truth. Again, TV's watching, built-in spy systems and gadgets, UN sex trafficking, AP, Reuters told you about that 20-something years ago. It's all over the news now. June of 21 to put you in small houses, ban cars, restrict you, tax you to control you, rigged interest rates, rigged stock markets, rigged currency rates, LIBOR, it's all come out. Told you about that decades before it was out. NAFTA, GATT, part of the North American Union, giant screw job, TPP, all that. Total world government out in the open. They denied it forever. Now it's all admitted. Obamacare is a giant screw job. Can't keep your doctor. Rivers says, thank God you're dumb, but you're not. Secret other projects. I'll be there in 2 minutes. Thanks. Secret projects. All the different secret projects that have come out with the chemtrails, the weather manipulation. They admit it's going on, but you're still crazy to want to declassify. And then it just goes on and on and on. And now the Facebook interfaces to put you in virtual reality or get rid of speaking. And they already admit texting and all this is reducing speech and language. But now they want you, the interface, to dehumanize you and make you be a subservient system to it. Not to empower you, but to phase you out and render you basically zombified before you're finally chemically and biologically killed and then reclimated and then not even buried in the ground, but put into an acid bath and converted into fertilizer for growing crops. That's their official plan under Agenda 21. Again, no matter how crazy all of this sounds, I am begging you to go research it for yourself. Here we are telling you Google has a major contract out on us to shut our free speech down and ban links to us and vote them down so you can't even find us. And here they are, 1 day later, 2 days later, admitting it's true, but claiming that it was a rogue person in the organization with a multi-million dollar contract to do this. So, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Back to David Knight and the rest of the great crew here in Austin, Texas. Infowars.com/show is the link that they want to AI block. Share that link with everybody you know. Send it out and support us financially. Get the great products, the great nutraceuticals, the great supplements, the great Molon Labe t-shirts to meet people and spread the word and come together and not be bullied into submission. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, Infowarsstore.com, Infowarslife.com. It is now more critical than ever to commit to defending free speech. From the front lines of the Infowar, I'm Alex Jones. Now back to David Knight. All right,
that's Jones, and you can see the specials that he was just talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended the Easter mega specials. We had a lot of people requesting to have more time for that, and you'll see that at InfoWarsStore.com. We've had 25 to 30% off a wide variety of products, things like Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 25% off. 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. 25% off Vitamin B12. That's our secret 12 formula. Also, 30% off Brain Force. I have a review of the day here from Doug. He says, I'm using words that I forgot I knew. Within a month of starting on Brain Force Plus, big words are flowing from my mouth with ease. I was surprised to hear someone comparing me to Lionel for using obscure similes. I also noticed a clarity that I now fear losing again. I'm stuck on Brain Force Plus. It's absolutely my favorite supplement, and that is 30% off. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of that Easter special. We've now extended it yet again. I don't know how long that's going to be extended for. Also, one of the products that is there on sale is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Once we sell out, it is getting harder for us to secure our deep earth iodine supply, so it may be a while before we get that resupplied. So right now is a good time to stock up on that, especially while it is 25% off. Now, we're going to come back after the break, and I'm going to talk about what's going on with the renewed threats from Korea and if perhaps we ought to be putting some leverage on China instead of the other way around. I think it's kind of interesting when Donald Trump said that Korea had been part of China that created a real kickback. And yet what he was talking about was being their vassal. Are we being China's vassal? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've got a lot of news on the table today. We've got Roger Stone's going to be joining us in the second hour. He is headlining on The Washington Post. They're attacking him for selling a book, except The Washington Post sells information too. I mean, what hypocrisy. They will resort to anything to attack people. So we're going to talk to Roger about that. We're also going to talk today about, it's April 20th, it's 420, so a lot of people are celebrating marijuana. There's been a lot of talk from Jeff Sessions about coming after marijuana, but also coming after MS-13. I'm with them on MS-13. They are a huge problem. They are not simply a problem of illegal immigration. If MS-13 was simply illegal immigration, they would be maybe cutting people's hedges instead of cutting people's heads off. They are hacking people to death in various areas, just as they're doing in Mexico. The Mexican drug war, the drug war that is an international war. This is something that was created by the United Nations. Conservatives should rebel against a United Nations created war agenda. You shouldn't want to have anything to do with that. I have to say that, you know, I'm not doing this, as many people will always accuse me every time I talk about this. I'm not doing this because I want to use marijuana or because I want to use alcohol, but I don't support prohibition. I don't support alcohol prohibition. It was an obvious failure. It created Al Capone and all these other gangs. And now drug prohibition is a failure that's been going on for 46 years. But 10 years before Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs, the war on drugs was laid out precisely in a UN agenda. He just enacted the agenda that they put together. All the schedules for drugs, the four different schedules, and putting the different drugs in different schedules, saying that marijuana was a Schedule 1 drug, meaning that it has absolutely no medical use. That's not true. It's absolutely not true. I would like to have the option, if I needed it, to use marijuana as a medical treatment. There's been a lot of information that shows it's very effective for certain things. I'm not interested in recreational drugs. It is a problem, a spiritual problem, when you need to have drugs to get you through the night or the day or whatever it is that you're doing. That's a spiritual problem. You know, if you're not a Christian, you understand, you see it as a psychological problem or a medical treatment problem. It is not a law enforcement problem. Why do we have to continue to go down this path for 40 plus years and it hasn't done a single thing to reduce any drug usage? Canada has realized this. Canada has now said that they're going to legalize marijuana. They said, we've had very stringent drug laws, but we have some of the highest use rates of anywhere. So we're going to legalize it. Now, the interesting thing is, and we'll talk about this later, I want to talk about North Korea first, but I'm on this drug thing. I just want to mention that what they're doing in Canada is they have set up, they're proposing to set up certain levels of possession. You can have a certain number of plants, or you can have a certain number of ounces or whatever. Fine. But if you get beyond that, they are going to hammer you. So what they're doing is they're setting up tripwires. See, there's a big lobby behind all this stuff. There's a law enforcement lobby. There's a private prison lobby. There's a big pharma lobby. All these people have interests that they want to serve, the bureaucracies that thrive on this. We've got not only Attorney General Sessions talking about this, but we had Homeland Security Chief talk about it. First he said, well, you know, marijuana is not really on my viewpoint here, and there was a lot of pushback within all the Washington swamp bureaucracy. And so he had to come back out and talk really tough. And then we had the drug czar, because you've got an attorney general, you got Homeland Security, you got a drug czar. All these people are profiting off of the war on drugs. Many of our police departments are funded by civil asset forfeiture, where they just steal your property without even accusing you of a crime, let alone finding you guilty. In Arizona, they're talking about doing some reform of civil asset forfeiture. But they're not really even talking about finding you guilty. I mean, that's the most amazing thing. They're going to say, well, there should be a preponderance of evidence instead of just thinking maybe there's a connection with some of this property. This is outright theft, folks. And when your law enforcement officers are turned into highway robbers in order to finance law enforcement, we've got a fundamental problem. We have you want to talk about a spiritual problem of drug use. We have a spiritual problem in our government when our government is funded off of theft. And civil asset forfeiture that began under Ronald Reagan's war on drugs, when he turned the war on drugs from the gangs like MS-13, he turned it on to the users, came up with things like mandatory minimums, civil asset forfeiture. Once they did that, they set up a pattern of behavior that is now being adopted by all these other three-letter bureaucracies in Washington, like the EPA and the FAA. The FAA, if you don't register your drone with me, you can get a $20,000-some-odd fine. And we just hit it with you. And you have to, we just take that money from you or confiscate your property or whatever, just like they do with civil asset forfeiture. If you want to try to get it back, you have to sue them. You are presumed to be guilty, even though they don't charge you with anything. Your property, when they take it with civil asset forfeiture, your property is presumed to be guilty. I mean, how far into, I don't know if this is Kafka or Alice in Wonderland, that the property has committed a crime. And now you have to go to court. That's why they come up with this adjective civil. By saying that it's civil, they can say, well, none of the Constitution applies to this because the Sixth Amendment is simply about crimes. No, the crimes are being committed by our government, folks. This is the corruption that is happening here. This is the moral decay when we have police departments that are funded by robbery. Way back in the time of Lysander Spooner, he said, you know, the difference between a highway robber and the state is that the highway robber simply robs you and then leaves you alone. The state robs you and then follows you down the road, nagging you. Well, it's gotten a lot worse than that. Now they have literally become, the state has literally become highway robbers in order to fund law enforcement. But I want to get to North Korea. Because we have now, every day, we see more stuff about what a threat they are. And North Korea is now threatening again. We have a little dictator, Tin Pot dictator, who for his own ego or for internal consumption just can't shut up. This guy would be pathetic. I mean, he's like a Looney Tunes character, okay? And we're now going to go in and blow up his Acme missiles that he can't get off the launch pad. Except a lot of people are going to die when we do that. And he may be able to, he does have nuclear weapons. He doesn't have any missiles. You know, they haven't even started testing their intercontinental ballistic missiles. And when you say ICBM, in North Korea, that means I can't believe it's a missile. Because you see the nose cones tilted up, these fake missiles, the missiles that blow up on the launch pad. He doesn't have intercontinental ballistic missiles, folks. He may brag about it, but he doesn't have them. He hasn't even started testing them yet. He hasn't even, for the last several launches, been able to get anything off of the launch pad. But he is still bragging about it. And today he came out and said, in the case of our super mighty preemptive strike being launched, it will completely and immediately wipe out not only U.S. imperialist invasion forces in South Korea and its surrounding areas, but the U.S. mainland and reduce them to ashes. And when I saw that this morning, I just started trembling with laughter. Okay? You should be laughing at this too. But you should also take a lesson from this. Yes, he can be dangerous. Yes, he has weapons. Yes, he has nukes. Maybe he can put them in a submarine and blow them up in a harbor somewhere. And he will if we keep pushing him into this. We have to understand that the people who have a bigger stake in this are China and Russia. And today we've got some footage here. Roll this footage, guys. Russia moves troops and helicopters and armored vehicles to the border with North Korea. And this is a Russian language video. But basically the guy is saying this is the third set of convoys he had seen, and that was Easter Sunday, moving massive amounts of trucks and equipment to the border. Why are they doing that? Well, everybody is very concerned about a massive number of refugees coming from North Korea if a war breaks out there or if there is a breakdown of the economy, and rightfully so. Russia in the past has had to try to come up with immigration agreements with North Korea. So one of North Korea's assets, you wonder, how did they get all the money to build these missiles? Well, they got a couple of different assets. One of them is the ground that they stand on, and then the other one are the people that they stand on. They have a lot of minerals in the ground. They have all kinds of precious metals, but especially rare earth metals, which are in high demand with high technology devices, especially things like the little tiny speakers that are in your iPhones and your Samsung phones. Maybe we should just send them a bunch of Samsung phones that'll explode and blow up as a present. But the phones that you have that have speakers with rare earth magnets in them, they can make very small, very powerful magnets with rare earth materials and other things that are used in technology. And so he really is literally sitting on a lot of mineral wealth. China has been a big customer. Russia has been a big customer. And the other thing that they make their money from are their people. They allow a lot of their people to go to other countries to work, into Russia, into China, into Malaysia, and they take most of the money that these people earn. So they continue them. They even though they send them outside of the country, they still regard them and treat them as their slaves and take most of the money. Some of these people overstay and try to escape and not go back to North Korea. And then that creates problems of illegal immigration for Russia and for China. Russia tried to work out an agreement sending these people back when they would capture them. And, of course, that created a lot of concern because the people that were sent back were treated as enemies of the state by these little tenpot dictators in North Korea. And so it was a humanitarian issue. They started working on treaties. So that's been a problem, ongoing problem with Russia, an even bigger problem for China. China has already had, in 1998, they've had a massive number of people who were released on purpose by the Chinese, just as Castro did with the Mariel Boatlift, emptying his prisons into South Florida for the most part. I remember the movie Scarface. That was about the consequences of that, the people coming in who were out of Castro's prisons. Well, they did that in China as well. And if there were to be an economic breakdown because of sanctions, or if there was to be a war, there could literally be millions of people flooding across the borders. That's why China has prepositioned troops to the border. That's why Russia has prepositioned troops to the border. They're very concerned about that. As a matter of fact, China is so concerned about illegal immigrants from North Korea that, guess what, they put up a wall. Imagine that. They put up a wall. A security fence between them and North Korea. The Great China Wall is not across their border between China and North Korea. It's trying to keep the Mongols out, and that's an ancient wall. But nevertheless, they actually put up a wall, and they put a bounty on the heads of people. If you turn in an illegal immigrant to China, and if they successfully deport them, then you get a cash prize for that. So they're doing all this kind of stuff. They understand that they cannot assimilate an unlimited number of people. Every nation understands that. But see, China is able to burn coal and not invoke the wrath of the global community. They can protect their economy. They are the most protectionist of all the economies. They can do that and not be criticized for being protectionists or trying to start an international trade war or another Great Depression. That's the kind of criticism that they leveled at Donald Trump when he said he was going to protect our trade. But China does that all the time. And yet you have the Chinese president going around talking about how we have to have a global climate treaty and we have to have open trade and so forth. They are the ones playing 4D chess, folks. The Chinese are the ones playing 4D chess. We should not be begging them to contain North Korea. They should be begging us for help to contain North Korea. And yet, how did we get to this point? This did not happen with Obama. This happened 64-plus years ago when the North Korean War started. It ended 64 years ago. But when the North Korean War started, or the Korean War started, it was our first undeclared war. It was our first police action. That's when we became the police of the world. That was when President Truman made us the policeman of the world, the same guy who created the NSA with executive order and so on and so forth. You know, we had a declaration of war when we were going to fight Adolf Hitler after Pearl Harbor. And I understand that FDR did everything that he could to invite an attack, to cover up an attack, to cover up the idea that the knowledge that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor. Nevertheless, the American public didn't understand that at the time. They saw this as an attack, and yet they still went through the constitutional process to declare war, to say our strategy is to defeat Hitler and to defeat the Japanese who just attacked us. Now, that was a real emergency. But today, even when our country is not attacked, we shoot cruise missiles from the hip. And we say, we're not going to tell anybody what that's going to be. We can't tell you what our strategy is going to be. We don't want you to know. Now, see, there's a difference between strategy and tactic. Strategy was to say, we're going to declare war and we're going to defeat Hitler and the Japanese. And a tactic is to say, we are going to launch an invasion into Europe on D-Day, but we're not going to tell you when or where or how that's going to be done. That's a tactic. So once you declare a war because you've had a debate about this and everybody agrees that this is a just war, then you have the president and his generals decide on what the tactics are going to be, and they do that and have to do that quickly and secretly. But the overall tactics, even when you've been attacked, you should still have a declaration of war. It doesn't take long to get these people together and to say we're going to have a declaration of war. It certainly didn't take long after Pearl Harbor was attacked. But we don't have just wars anymore. We don't have a declaration of war. We don't follow the Constitution. Like George W. Bush said, it's just a damn piece of paper. Everything that we do, including the war on drugs on this April 20th, everything we do is in defiance of the Constitution that they swear to obey when they take office. So we don't have just wars anymore. We had Augustine lay down the criteria for a just war, and that was what informed Western society based on Christian ethics for millennia. But we don't have just wars anymore. We just have wars whenever we want to, because it helps us with our poll numbers. And that's what I find absolutely revolting. We need to understand how we're being played by the Chinese. And I think one of the examples of this are these stories that have come out in the last week or so about how, and if you want to get a movie made in Hollywood, Hollywood's new script, you can't make movies without China. And at the same time, we see Richard Gere talking about how he was blacklisted because he complained about Chinese civil rights violations and persecution in Tibet. So he can't work on a big-ticket movie anymore. He had a lot of big-ticket movies until he did that. And now he's not invited back to the Academy Awards as a guest. He's not going to be in any big movies. He's still a good actor. He still does independent films. And he says, you know, quite frankly, I don't care about wearing a tuxedo, and I don't want to be Han Solo, but because he's a good actor. Nevertheless, it should tell us something about their domination and their interest in dominating our culture. They're going to tell you what movies you can have. I thought it was really funny. In this Wall Street Journal, they showed a picture of the movie The Great Wall with Matt Damon. If that's what they're going to make, maybe we don't really have anything to fear from the Chinese, but they want to make us their vassal. Just as in the past, they made Korea their vassal. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on for a mind. That voice filled.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get to a clip of Lindsey Graham, who is just so giddy with joy with all the wars breaking out everywhere. He says it's what he's wanted for 8 years, except we didn't vote for Lindsey Graham. We didn't want this. And I've also got a clip from Rand Paul. I want to get to those in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we've extended the Easter Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 25% off a wide variety of products that you'll see there at our store. Things like Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation. You can just put that under your tongue. Tastes great. You just hold it there a little while, and you get the same benefits that you would with an injection of B12. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, a way to take your multivitamins and minerals in an easy-to-swallow drink format instead of a bunch of pills that you have to take. And, of course, it tastes good, and you can put whatever you want to adjust that taste and just swallow your vitamins in a drink rather than a bunch of pills that you need to take. And then all of those are 25% off and 30% off of Brain Force. And as I point out many times, that's my favorite supplement that we have here. I would call it Brain Focus if I was going to go back and name it now after having used it. All those you'll find as part of our extended Easter Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to play this clip of Lindsey Graham. He went on to Fox and Friends, and at the very end of it, he plugged and gave a shout-out to Donald Trump because he knows that Donald Trump is going to be watching that. It's been mentioned that that's one of his favorite shows. So they put Lindsey Graham on there to give him a big shout-out and a thumbs-up, and here's what Lindsey had to say.
I am like the happiest dude in America right now. We've got a president and a national security team that I've been dreaming of for 8 years. So in 80 days, he's done more to correct the world, President Trump, than Obama did in 8 years.
There you go. So Lindsey, Miss Lindsey, is feeling pretty and witty and gay. He's the happiest dude in the world. You know, when he ran for president, and I was going to look this up, but I don't think he ever got more than 1%. In any of the races that he got, but he didn't get much of the vote at all because he was a one-trick pony. All he wanted to do was talk about who we're going to go to war with, who we're going to beat at, right? And at the end of that, he does a shout-out to Donald Trump, kind of like, you know, Goober says, hey, doing a good job there, lots of wars, I love that. Well, that's not what the American people voted for. We didn't want that. As a matter of fact, Rand Paul points out we wanted just the opposite. Let me play you a clip of what he had to say.
Final question. Are we being hypocritical insofar as we acted in the name of those dead children, but still refused to take on additional Syrian refugees, many of whom are kids?
Well, I think when you look at what creates mass migration, what creates refugees, and what creates the death that has happened in Syria, it's war. And so people ask me that, and they say, well, you know, aren't we going to help them? Well, if war created it, more war may well create more refugees and more death. I don't know, understand how more war is going to lead to less refugees. I do think, though, that there is an opening. And one of the tragedies of all this Russia craziness right now is it probably does prevent us from having any kind of meaningful dialogue, because anybody who wants to talk to Putin about a political settlement and letting and helping Assad go away, anybody who wants to talk about that, myself included, will be called by the McCains of this world a friend of Vladimir Putin. So as long as we have that kind of stupidity involved in the debate, it makes it very hard to get to what President Obama said and many other thinking people said, that the answer in Syria is ultimately a political solution.
Bingo. War creates refugees. Now, he didn't lay it out for you, but that's precisely why they want to go into Syria. They want to create the refugees. They want to create chaos and terrorism in Syria, and then import that into the West. That's why China and Russia have lined up their military, because they know precisely what is going to happen with massive war refugees. When we come back, I'm going to break down some other comments that he had to say, and Roger Stone will be joining us in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to encourage all...